Please pick up your Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter 9, and you'll find that on page 694, and Esther Lowe is going to come and read that for us. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 on page 694.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, for that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Thank you, Esther. Well, we're going to now think about the incarnation, so what? Maybe we can have the slide up for us, please. And we're going to think about, well, why is this so important? Why is this truth something that I've been going on about all morning? Well, the reason, firstly, and there are four reasons, is that Jesus is our representative. Jesus is our representative. Now, in this country, we are ruled by Parliament. Each person in the country is represented in Parliament by our MP, our Member of Parliament. And that person is voted in by us and then will speak on our behalf. Now, if they vote in a particular bit of legislation, they vote on our behalf, whether we agree with it or not. The Bible says we are all mankind, are represented by either Adam, who was the first man to be created, or by Jesus. It's like Adam is the front of the queue, and all of his actions and all of his choices represent all of our actions and all of our choices. So it's a bit like that line where we're going to spit the drink down the road. Just because Adam sinned, we are all sinned in the line of Adam. But then, Jesus is our representative if we believe in him. Just as Adam sinned at the beginning, we all share in that sin as we are born. We inherit that sin. And that gives us a very perilous, puts us in a very perilous position. Because just as Adam was thrown out of God's presence and death entered him, we too need to face the consequences of our sin. No one except one, that is. Sorry, we've all been born. And none of us are free from that sin of Adam. But no one, of course, can get free except for one, and that is Jesus, the Holy Child. Jesus, the obedient Son. Jesus, the sinless Saviour. You see, Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit, so he is the one who is absolutely pure. And Jesus lived, as we saw, this perfect sinless life, obeying and pleasing his Heavenly Father in everything that he did. And then by his grace, he gives us his perfection. He shares with us, if we believe in him, his sinless life. So rather than that drink being passed down, it's a bit like we all get a piece of Jesus. In fact, we all get the whole of Jesus. So we could all drink pure and perfect water. We all live that perfect, pure righteousness if we believe in Jesus, in Jesus. Have a look at this verse we've got on the screen. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, that was the sin of Adam, so also one righteous act, that's Jesus' death on the cross, resulted in justification and life for all people who believe in Jesus. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous. The many will be made pure like Jesus. See, just as Jesus had to be a man in order for him to be our representative. Now, if you don't believe that Jesus is fully God and fully man, then he can't be your representative, can he? Therefore, the consequences of sin, as the Bible says, condemnation for sin will be on all people, as it says there. And that sin will remain on you. And you will not be able to enjoy the presence of God forever. So it's so important that we understand that Jesus is fully God and fully man. The second reason, I'm going to quickly go on, is that Jesus is our substitute sacrifice. James, how'd you come, James? Now, James, just imagine there you are on the football pitch, okay? You're playing football and you're playing for your school team, all right? And someone comes in and does a sliding tackle and takes you out, okay? And then you following the good role model that you get on the telly from all the football players, what are you going to do?
Fight back.
Absolutely, well, probably. What you might do is you might roll around in agony going, ah! Can you do that? Well done. Wait a minute, you can sit down. And so what might happen? He gets taken off, doesn't he? Because he's injured. And so you then bring on a... What do they call him? A substitute. And that's what we're looking at here. That Jesus is our substitute. Now, you can't bring on a dog to play in the place of James, can you? You can bring on another player. And he's got to be eligible, isn't he? He's got to be from the same school or from the same age group. That's what it is like for us. Jesus is like our substitute. Now, if Jesus hadn't been a man, he couldn't be our substitute. See, Jesus had to be like us. He had to be fully human in every way. Have a look at the verse up here. For this reason, he, that's Jesus, had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. So Jesus is our substitute because he's fully man. And then what did he come to do? He came to die for us. He came to sacrifice his body on the cross, to take the punishment that we deserve for our sin, to take the condemnation for us, so that we are then free of that punishment. How wonderful Jesus is. And that's why it's so important to understand that Jesus is fully man. It's also important, isn't it, to understand that Jesus is fully God? Because who else could take our punishment and then come back to life? Who else could take the punishment of not just us, but of everybody who believes in him? And take that punishment on himself? Well, only Jesus could do that. Because Jesus is fully God. It's a bit like, James, in your football team, you're not having just another player from your school coming in, but it's like having Wayne Rooney coming to play on your side. That when he then fights for you in your team, he's there beating everybody, he takes the tackles for you, and then he goes and scores 1,000 goals. So you win. That's what it's like to have Jesus as your substitute sacrifice. Jesus has taken the fouls for you, and Jesus gives you the victory by taking the death from you and giving you the life. So Jesus is our representative, Jesus is our substitute sacrifice, and Jesus is also our mediator. Now just imagine you're at school. And I'm not going to do this, guys. Just imagine you're at school, that the teacher is there and he's suspecting that you've been accused of doing something wrong. And you're sitting there saying, ah, but I didn't, sir. And the teacher is there saying, yes, you did. You copied that work. I didn't copy the work. Well, if you disagreed, you'd need someone to come in and make the decision for you. You'd need what we call a mediator. Someone who can listen to the teacher, someone who can listen to the pupil, someone who can then communicate with both sides, someone who can make it right and then come to a judgment. That's what Jesus does as our mediator. That's what we need. We need someone who can step into our situation, someone with inside knowledge, someone who can communicate with God the Father and God and us as a man. Look at 1 Timothy, it says, for there is one God and one mediator, God, between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus is our mediator because he's fully man. He understands the issues we have. He communicates with us. He has felt every temptation that we have felt. He has experienced every kind of suffering and persecution that we could ever experience. He's been overcome with emotion. He's experienced the joy of seeing new life. And he suffered the loss of bereavement. Jesus is also fully God. And so not only does he experience what we experience, but he knows God. He is God himself. He is our mediator between us. You know that lovely old hymn? What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Look at the second verse there. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Jesus is our mediator. And the last reason the incarnation is so important is that Jesus is our example to follow. Children, would you like to stand up for me? All the children? And we're going to have a quick game of Simon Says. You know the rules. If I say Simon Says, then you have to do what he says, okay? Simon Says, jump up and down. Simon Says, wriggle, 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 wriggle. Simon Says, turn around and sit down. Ah. Right, Simon Says, sit down. Well done. You know, Jesus says, follow me. Jesus says, follow me. As believers in Jesus, we are called to follow in Jesus' footsteps. And that means not only doing what he wants to do, being obedient to the Father like he was obedient to the Father, but actually, guys, it means suffering and difficulty and hardship as well. Following Jesus isn't easy. Look at what Jesus did. 1 Peter 2 says this, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. See, we see Jesus as fully man. He lived, and we should follow him in the way that he lived. And we can do that because we are man or mankind, and Jesus was man. But because Jesus is also fully God, he can give us the power to live the way that he wants us to live. He does that through the Holy Spirit. Now, we've been looking at some fantastic, great big stuff this morning. But I wonder, is this important to you? Is this what we're singing about? Is this a delightful celebration that Jesus is fully man and fully God? It's a wonderful time of year to sing. And it's a wonderful thing that Jesus came to be God with us, the Emmanuel. You see, Jesus is our representative. Jesus is our substitute sacrifice. Jesus is our mediator and our friend. Jesus is our example to follow. We're going to finish by just looking at the words and hearing the words of Charles Spurgeon. He was a great preacher back in the 1800s, and he knew this truth and can communicate it far better than us, than I can. So let's just watch this, thinking about how wonderful the incarnation is, the fact that God is with us in the form of Jesus Christ.
May God teach you the meaning of that name, Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, it is wisdom's mystery, God with us. Sages look at it and wonder. Angels desire to see it. The plumb line of reason cannot reach halfway into its depths. The eagle wings of science cannot fly so high, and the piercing eye of the vulture of research cannot see it. It is hell's terror. Satan trembles at the sound of it. His legions fly apace. The black-winged dragon of the pit quails before it. Let Satan come to you suddenly, and do you but whisper the word God with us, and back he falls, confounded and confused. Satan trembles when he hears that name. God with us. It is the laborer's strength. How could he preach the gospel? How could he bend his knees in prayer? How could the missionary go into foreign lands? How could the martyr stand at the stake? How could the confessor acknowledge his master? How could men labor if that one word were taken away? God with us is the sufferer's comfort, is the balm of his woe, is the alleviation of his misery, is the sleep that God gives to his beloved, is the rest after exertion and toil. God with us is eternity's sonnet, is heaven's hallelujah, is the shout of the glorified, is the song of the redeemed, is the chorus of angels, and is the everlasting oratorio of the great orchestra of the sky. God with us. God with us.
Wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank you for the incarnation, the fact that God is with us. What a wonderful truth. What a wonderful truth to celebrate, to know that we have our representative in Jesus, to know that we have a substitute sacrifice, someone who's taken the nails for us. We thank you that we have in Jesus our wonderful mediator and our friend. And we thank you that in Jesus we have someone to follow. We praise you, and we praise you now in song. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to adore our wonderful Saviour, the Lord Jesus. And that's what we're going to do as we sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. And you can notice in the second verse there that as we look at the babe in a manger, we see that he is true God. Of God, true God. He is the light of light eternal. He is the Son of the Father. He's begotten, not created. Let's adore our Lord Jesus. Stand and sing.